You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Two national hunt meetings, Ludlow and Taunton, accompanied by all weather action on the fibre sand at Southwell on Thursday afternoon, and more all weather action in the evening as well from Chelmsford City. So four meetings to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Yeah, good, thank you, Mark.
Good man. Start this podcast with sad news, unfortunately, the death of Pat Eddery. He'd be missed, won't he?
Yeah, definitely. An extremely good jockey. Slightly before our probably era, kind of. Obviously, Dancing Brave, etc. was what he was known for. I think Dancing Brave was 1986, I think, so that's before I was even born. But he was still riding strong, I think, up until about 2003. Probably my memories would be him riding Real Buddy to win in the Sussex Stakes for Richard Hannon. That was obviously at the end of his career, but he had a very, very long and a successful career, and was really respected by the jockeys, and very sad that he's passed away so soon.
It is sad news, so obviously thoughts with family and friends. The Paddy Power, the open meeting, is coming up pretty sharpish as well, James. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a real signal that the jumps is properly getting going, and it's kind of a mini festival in itself. Really popular. The Irish come over in strong numbers, and like I say, cracking racing to look forward to over the 3 days, and really looking forward to it, to be honest.
I'm particularly looking forward to seeing how more of that gets on over fences. Obviously had a troubled year last year, makes his return, makes his chase debut, and if he can get anywhere near the world hurdle form of a couple of years ago, he'd be a real exciting recruit to the bigger obstacles, won't he?
Definitely. Got a lot of exciting chases to look forward to. This is one that's actually going to be trained in the UK, because generally William Mullins is dominating the chase division, but more of that, a very, very talented individual that he's probably been under the radar a little bit to start off with in his career. I think he was overlooked by McCoy on a couple of occasions when he started, but he kept on winning. Has had a year off of leg injury, but he's still quite a young horse, and obviously going straight over fences, it will be very, very interesting to see how he gets on. But I'd say he's a nice type. Sprinter Sacra is another one that I'm looking forward to seeing him back in action, just to see if Nicky's got him back to anywhere near his best, because obviously last weekend, Simon Sigg and Bobsworth both came back, and both have obviously performed very well. Bobsworth fit him well, managed to get the best out of Simon Sigg. But after 900 odd days off the track, it was great to see Simon Sigg back in action. And if Nicky can get both him and Sprinter Sacra, the two-mile division could be even stronger. William Mullins and Zinder Sir might have something to think about.
Sprinter Sacra 9-4 at the head of the market for the Schler Chase at the moment. Simply Ned 5-2, 4-1 for Mr. Mole. Summersby 9-2 and 10s or bigger for the others. I did speak to AP the other day, and he was saying how much he's looking forward to seeing more of that. And he also said he's been and seen Sprinter Sacra, and he looks well.
Yeah, the vibes coming out of Sprinter Sacra, 7 barrows, are pretty good. And I'd say it's be interesting to see if Nicky can get in the back, because last year he was very much a shadow of his former self. And the exuberance that we loved so much a few years ago has been missing. But it'll be absolutely brilliant if Nicky could get him back, and it'll be very interesting to see how he gets on.
Yeah, well, you'll be able to hear and watch AP's thoughts as well for all of the stuff coming up at Cheltenham. So keep an eye on the website, williamhill.com. His previews will be on there over the next few days or so. Sticking with the theme of the open meeting, the Paddy Power Gold Cup, priced up as well. King's Palace, quite popular as well by the sounds of things. 7-1 at the head of the market, 8-1 for Boone Duma. Irish Cavalier 10s, 11s for Monetaire. Artmoresque is 12s with John Spirit. 14-1 or bigger for the others. Any opinion there so far?
Probably King's Palace. I think you've got to really respect him and the fact that money's come for the David Pike runner, a yard which Martin and David have traditionally targeted. And King's Palace has always fallen apart at the festival, but has got form around that track. He's that typical second season chaser, which the race is probably lacking a little bit. We've not got really a long run or something like that in there, because obviously Konigree Norris, he went to the Gold Cup and won that anyway last year, so he's probably the horse that you perhaps could have imagined in this kind of contest. But like I say, we haven't got too many of the novices or the second season chasers in the race, and I think King's Palace certainly fulfills that criteria, and he's very, very interesting. So at the minute, before we look at the final decks, I'd probably be sticking with the favourite, King's Palace.
Yeah, plenty of good jumpers to look forward to this weekend at Cheltenham. We're also going to see the reappearance of Faheen in the Morgiana hurdle over in Ireland. So apparently the vibes for him is he's primed for his reappearance, and if he turns up anywhere near his best, he'll win that easily.
Yeah, Nicholas Canyon obviously is a decent individual, four-time Grade 1 winner in opposition. But realistically, it'll probably be a little canter around for Faheen, and we won't learn too much. But I'd say it'd be great to get him back on the track, and it's good that Willie Wellen's actually running a couple against each other, not just keeping them one by one. But I think he's got no choice, to be honest. He really has been forced to do it. Whereas Nicky, he's going to run Simon Sigg and Sprinter Sacra if Sprinter Sacra comes out of the show. Okay, in the Tingle Creek. And like I say, there's few options, but it's good to see that Nicky's keen to run his two big stars against each other like he did with Bobsworth and Simon Sigg the other day.
Mm. Final bit of news before we move on to Thursday's action. The Cartier Awards, Horse of the Year was Golden Horn. No surprise there, really.
No surprise. Cracking season. Like I say, disappointing that for Connections, probably that he got beaten a couple of occasions when things didn't really go to plan. But it was great that they ran him 8 times. Great we got to see him so much, not wrapped up in cotton wool. And I think he's probably revered more because of that, because we've actually seen him. We've seen he's a real strong Derby winner, and he certainly deserved to win the award. And like I say, sprinter Muhara, I thought he had an absolutely cracking season as well. But like I say, cracking awards, no real surprises, to be honest. No. The right horses won, and it was great to see Jack Berry get an award as well.
All right, let's leave that there. Let's move on to Thursday's action. James has got 4 races for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, then, we're going to look at 4 races, including one over in Ireland, because it's a good race. The 225 at Clonmel is where we start. This is the Clonmel Oil Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles. Only 5 of them in the lineup, but 5 pretty good runners. And Willie Mullins has had a pretty good record in this recently. He's won it with Champagne Fever and Arvika Legionnaire. And Felix Jonger comes here, makes his reappearance. And if he resumes this season as he ended last, he's going to be up there, isn't he?
Yeah, 4 in a row for Felix Jonger last year. And did it pretty easily. Really impressive at Punchestown when he won the Danny Mullins at the end of the season in April. That was by far his best effort. Slight concern is that he did get beat at Nace in his first run last year. Moscow Manon beat him in a 4-runner novice chase there at Nace. So slight concern would be exactly how well he goes fresh. But to be honest, of his rivals, only Bright New Dawn has actually had a run this season. Gigstown have 3 runners in the race, and Bright New Dawn, unfortunately, he's not really had much luck. He fell at the second behind Don Cassock at Punchestown, and then he unseated his rider at Navan last time. So jumping has been a bit of a concern for Bright New Dawn, so they'll just be happy to get a clear round, I think. And I'll say he's the only one with fitness as such on his side. First Lieutenant, 10 years old now, he's been a little bit disappointing in recent years. Perhaps age is just catching up with him slightly. A run in the National, he didn't particularly enjoy that experience. And Anina Carby and him as well, beaten in a handicap at Punchestown. He's dropped a lot in the ratings, and despite getting £7 from Felix Jonger, he needs to improve plenty. So realistically, Road to Rich is obviously going to be the main danger to Felix Jonger. Giggenstown's runner, really strong individual. He actually had a bit of a summer campaign last year. So it's surprising he's not been out for a while, but he ended the season with a good 3rd to Don Cassock at Punchestown, 3rd behind Kona Green in the Gold Cup. He's certainly going to take a little bit of beating, so I think bearing in mind Felix Jonger did get beat first time out last year on his comeback, I'm going to go for Road to Riches for this Clonmel Oil Chase. But it should be a fascinating battle between Giggerstown's Noel Mead's runner and Ruby Walsh, Andrea Graham Wiley's Felix Jonger, but I'm going to stick with Road to Riches.
Yeah, obviously 3rd in the Gold Cup is pretty good form, and he's the highest rated in the race, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got £5 in hand in the ratings. So he will be the one that I'll go for.
Road to Riches, then, the selection for James in the 225 at Clonmel. Moving to Ludlow next for their 3 o'clock. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 1.5 furlongs. 11 of them in the lineup for this one, James. Which ones have made the shortlist?
Well, 15,000 in prize money. Excellent effort, as usual, by Ludlow. Always real good prize money on offer. And the one I'm interested in is for a yard that's really hit the ground running, and that is the Venetia Williams yard. And Take the Mick for Liam Treadwell is a horse that it's been a little bit frustrating. Won very nicely at Warwick by 14 lengths last year, but then struggled. Had to be turned out quickly under a penalty. And it just seemed to take the stuffing out of him a little bit. His last two starts were disappointing, but he seems to go pretty well fresh. Finishes in good form. He's got a course win next to his name, and perhaps this could be the time to catch him. So I'm going to take a chance on Take the Mick for Venetia and Liam. Of the others, High Power's obviously got to be respected at the top of the weights for John Joe O'Neill. This horse went back over hurdles to get a confidence boost and success at Cartmel back in August. Certainly 3 days off the track. Should be fit enough to do himself justice after a busy summer campaign. And his form of offences isn't too bad. And like I say, a mark of 1-2-2 certainly makes him a very, very dangerous rival. Simply the West is pretty consistent for Chai Longston, but just struggling to get his head in front. I think the handicapper could have got hold of that one. And like I say, Hey Jack would be another interesting one for Martin Keatley. But I'm going to stick with Take the Mick for Venetia and Liam Treadwell.
Take the Mick for James then. In the 3 o'clock at Ludlow, the 3:40 at Taunton next. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. A field of 10 here, James. Quite an open event. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, another very, very interesting race. And a lot of these are having their first run as well. So it's a little bit difficult to know, again, fitness-wise, if they're ready to go. But one that has had a run recently is the Italian Yob, the bottom weight for Nick Williams and Leighton Aspel. He won pretty nicely 26 days ago and isn't in good form already. Nick Williams' string are going well. Orbison ran an absolute cracker to finish second in a Grade 1 in France the other day. And the Italian Yob, like I say, good winning form last time, still off bottom weight, stepping up in grade. I think that probably be the one that I'd focus on. But obviously Venetia's got another runner in Shangani, who could be interesting. First run for 247 days, but generally with Venetia, you're not too concerned about fitness. One that's had a run recently, probably would improve for it, is How Long Is a Foot for Paul Nichols and Santos and Davis. A little bit disappointing when fifth on his return 32 days ago, but could be dangerous. And Tom Neary is another one that we need to keep an eye on in the market. 205 days since he last ran, but his end of season form last year was pretty decent. But I'm going to stick with the Italian Yob, who, I'd say, won pretty nicely 26 days ago. I might just be able to follow up.
The Italian Yob then for James in the 3:40 at Taunton. We finish off in the 6:55 at Chelmsford City. This is a Class 5 handicap over a mile. So 3-year-olds and older, a field of 8 here, James. And I suppose we should start with Charlie's Mate, who arrives here chasing the hat-trick.
Really good form with Charlie's Mate. 5 wins from 15 runs in the UK this year. A mark of 74 is not excessive. Yard is still in really good form. And in a race which most of these are pretty exposed, he might well be able to nick another success, because this is probably his last chance to run in Class 5 company. 74, if he wins again, he'd be forced up into Class 4 grade. Whereas a lot of the others are probably stuck in this grade. So I'm going to stick with Charlie's Mate, and I think Kathy Gannon could have a nice winner on him. Nuvi Forest at the bottom of the weights is pretty interesting for Willie Musson. A good second at the track 3 weeks ago. Only got 8-7-8 on its back. Willie Carson takes a ride and might just improve enough to figure in the placings again. At the moment, we've got 8 runners, so lots of good each-way alternatives. Breakheart, a horse that generally ridden by the apprentices at the Andrew Bolden Academy as such. He's been in good form when he was last seen. If he's fit enough after 155 days off a track, he would be interesting as well. But I think Charlie's Mate is going to be very, very hard to beat.
Charlie's Mate hard to beat then. In the 6:55 at Chelmsford City, as usual, James, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, in the Clonmel Chase, we're going to go for a Road to Riches for Noel Mead and Brian Cooper. Good third behind Coney Green in the Gold Cup last year. I think he might just be better, fresher than Felix Younger, who got beat on his reappearance last year. 3 o'clock at Ludlow, Take the Mick. Venetia Williams and Liam Treadwell teaming up. Venetia's in really good form at the moment, and Liam's riding plenty of winners for her. Perhaps this one can get off the mark at the start of the season. In 3:40 at Taunton, we've gone for the Italian Yob. One last time out, 26 days to go, and he can follow up for Nick Williams. And finally, at Chelmsford, we've gone for Charlie's Mate, who's 5 from 15 this year, and he can make it 6 from 16.
Superb. Good work, James. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
There you go. The thoughts of James Millman on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Ollie Pimlott will be the team in the studio. We've got Ludlow and Taunton over the obstacles on Thursday afternoon. Southwell on the fibre sand alongside those, and Chelmsford City in the evening on their all-weather poly track. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.